Hey guys, what is going on? Today is the very first official episode of the new Arcanum of Azeroth. Today I get to discuss the new show format, a little bit what's going to be going on in AoA's future, as well as discussing the Zone of Dragonblight. All that and a little bit more coming up right now on episode 1 of Arcanum of Azeroth.
You're listening to Arcanum of Azeroth.
Hey guys, what is going on? My name is Tanner Goodman, also known as Salem on Airy Peak US, where I play a Frost Mage on the Alliance side. Anyway, today is a new day, and today is a brand new episode of the brand new format of Arcanum of Azeroth. As some of you guys heard and or read on the blog, we are no longer doing collecting. By we, I mean I, because it's going to be a solo cast for now. But we are going to be discussing lore. Now, I've kind of set in stone what I want to do with the show, and that is going to be probably a monthly podcast, simply just because of time, and each week I'm going to focus on one thing. This week, it's going to be a zone. Next month, it's going to be probably a character, some NPCs, and might throw in little RP bits and stuff in there. The show is going to be extremely community-based, so I need your guys' input. So if you don't like the format, or if you think you have a better idea of what to do, go ahead and email me at arcanumpodcast@gmail.com. Other than that, there's really not too much going on. WoW news-wise, actually, no, there is, I lied. On the pet store, quote-unquote pet store, some transmog helms came out on the Blizzard store, and they're amazing looking. They're really cool. There's an undead one, a fire one, and a frost one. However, they are really expensive. It's $15 per helm. Now, if you got all three for $15, or if you got an entire transmog set for $15, that'd be a totally different story. But I cannot justify 1 month of playtime, of game time, to buy one helmet. But that's, you know, just me. But that is kind of the WoW news, and that's how I'm gonna aim the show. I'm looking at a microcast, so anywhere between 10 and 15 minutes for the episode. I don't want to overload your brains with lore and news. So with that being said, let's get started around our campfire. Hello everyone, and today we are going to be discussing the Zone of Dragonblight, also known as the Great Dragonblight. Dragonblight is a massive dragon graveyard located within Northrend. Dragonblight is home to many features including Wormrest Temple, one of the focal points for the Dragon Soul Raid, where adventurers and Azeroth fought against the forces of the Black Dragon Deathwing. It is said that Dragonblight used to be a very lush landscape, being compared to its neighboring zone, Shalazar Basin. However, as time went on, the thriving area turned into a frozen, barren wasteland, scattered with bones of dragons as far as the eye can see. See, Dragonblight is a place where all dragons come to draw their final breath. Dragons of all the flights, red, blue, green, black, and bronze, all of their differences are cast aside in death. Old and ailing dragons from all over Azeroth make one final journey to the wasteland of Dragonblight to come and die. Some say this is why Dragonblight is so bleak, that the land itself weeps for the deaths of so many mighty and majestic creatures, and remains barren in their memory. But what draws these creatures to Dragonblight to pass on? Some say that it is the mysterious Wormrest Temple that rests in the middle, a gigantic structure protruding out of the barren landscape. Wormrest Temple is believed to have been built by the Titans shortly after Azeroth's creation. Many legends also say this is where the five great dragon aspects, Alexstrasza, Ysera, Norsdormu, Malagos, and Neltharion, were blessed with their powers and given their destiny, which was to watch over the newly shapen world. Wormrest Temple is also the place that the five great dragon aspects come to convene to discuss matters of Azeroth. Some say it is the creation of the dragon aspects in the temple that draw dying dragons from all around to die here. During the Lich King's reign, adventurers from both the Alliance and the Horde flocked to this zone as Alexstrasza, the Red Aspect, had tasked them with helping fight the Scourge who invaded the Sacred Graveyard. While here, both factions began to take particular interest in the entrance to Icecrown, Angrathar, the Wrathgate. Once through this gate, the adventurers would be one step closer to taking out the Lich King himself. However, the Scourge were not the only threat to Dragonblight, but the Blue Dragonflight was also an immediate threat with their aspect Malagos at the helm. Malagos, in his madness, ordered the flight to maneuver colossal machines above ley lines, which could then alter the magical flow within the earth and ultimately destroy Northrend, if not Azeroth as a whole. Adventurers later revisited Dragonblight after the Cataclysm to dispatch Deathwing and his formidable minions in the Dragonsoul Raid. This, my friends, barely scratches the surface of the lore behind not only Dragonblight, but the dragons and their aspects themselves. Next time, we will be focusing on the dragon aspects and how they gain their powers and who they are. So that is kind of what I want to do with the show. It's very quick, as you can see. All of that information I got off of Wowpedia. And I was reading off a script, if you couldn't tell. So no, I wasn't improvising all of that. And I kind of stuttered while reading a bit of it. So excuse me for that. But I am trying out a new recording technique. I actually have a sound mixer now. And So I'm able to play background music and bumpers whenever I get the time to make them, as well as talk over everything all at once. So there's really no editing, which is really awesome, a real time saver. But when I do want to edit and there's background music being played, it kind of defeats the purpose, because then there's a jump in the music and you know, oh, something happened there. So I'm going to go without editing. So if I do mess up, I apologize, but that is that. That looks like it's going to be the show for today. Like I said, really quick. I hope you guys enjoyed. Please, 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 please send me feedback at arcanumpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you want to hear, what you thought of what you heard, if that makes sense. If you have any ideas for the show, if you have any ideas for segments, or if you want to play one of your own segments on the show discussing some of your favorite lore, please email me at arcanumpodcast@gmail.com. You can also head over to our blog at arcanumpodcast.wordpress.com. This is a different website. It is no longer arcanumofazeroth.com. arcanumpodcast.wordpress.com. Here you'll find archives of all the shows, or of all the episodes of the show, as well as possibly a poll of the week on the right-hand side. So go ahead, head over there and check that out. You can follow me on Twitter at Salem_AOA. And that's going to about do it for me today, guys. Hopefully, this will be a monthly cast. And I'm only saying monthly because I don't want to... Because when I first started Arcanum of Azeroth, I did twice a week. And I about killed myself because it was so much work to do. So right now, I'm going to say monthly. That might change in the future. It might not. Not too sure. Just keep an eye on the on my Twitter feed, Salem_AOA, as well as the iTunes feed at... Arcanum of Azeroth on iTunes. Arcanum of Azeroth is a World of Warcraft podcast produced by Arcanum Productions, copyright 2013. Portions of this podcast, including the background track during our story section, include... Let me start that over again. Belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and our background track that you're listening to right now, as well as our intro theme, belongs to Kevin MacLeod. You can find him at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement of either is intended. All right, guys, that is going to do it for me. I hope you guys have a great time. And remember, read the quest text whenever you play WoW, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.